call your attention to the Acts of the Apostles out of the 8th chapter. I'll read verses 14 through 20. The 8th chapter of the books of Acts, the Bible reads, "Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money." Supporting scripture coming from 1 Timothy 6 and 10. "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money." On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject this morning: overestimating the power of money. Overestimating the power of money. Hallelujah. We're just going to do the best we can this morning. Overestimating the power of money. It is again by God's grace and his mercy that he alone has allowed us to come into this holy sanctuary on this another day's journey. And on this journey, we are yet still counted amongst the living, and we have an opportunity to share with our brothers and sisters in Christ as we lift up the name of Jesus together, as we testify of his goodness, as we pray to him and ask for supplications and many different things. And then when we just praise and glorify his holy name, we come into this place just to lift up the name of Jesus. And I thank God for that sweet, sweet spirit. That spirit that makes us feel good down on the inside. And it encourages us to have hope that things are going to get even better than what they are. That spirit that lets us know that things are not quite as bad as you thought that they were. Because every time you think that you're going down, all you got to do is look back up to the hills. And God has a way of just pulling you back up and allowing you to know that he is yet still by your side. As we look back over our past week's journey, we realize that many different things has transpired in our lives. And sometimes we have to understand that as we go through life, good things happen, and then there are some bad things that may happen. We have tragedy and sickness, death and crime, and struggles that never, ever stop. Every day, somebody somewhere deals with negative or the dark side of life. We ourselves, as we from last Sunday to this moment right now, we've had some ups, we've had some downs, we had some good days, we had some bad days. We just had another week's journey. And the good thing is that we are still yet here. We still got an opportunity to give God praise. We got an opportunity to make some things right. If we got some things that we need to be made right, we got another opportunity today. So let us always be mindful that when we say this is the day that the Lord has made, we rejoice and be glad in it. Always know that you got something to be glad about. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how much you've gone through. You still, if you would just look over your life, you can find something to get a little joy about. If it's no more than the mere fact that I can see my hands when I look at them, just the mere fact that if my brain is telling me to lift up my hands, and my hands are still and my arms are still operating. So when you have been blessed by the best, don't take your blessings for granted. God has blessed us in such a mighty, special way, and every day we get just a little closer to death. Every one of us in here, we have a determined cycle of life, and we must be mindful to work while it is yet still day in our lives. For the Bible declares, when night comes, no man can work. James tells us that even if we do have faith, if it's without works, it is dead. So what are we going to do about spreading the good news about Jesus, about the good news that the Lord is yet still alive, telling the people of God that Jesus still lives, that he saves, he delivers, and he is yet still our shepherd. Our shepherd watches over us and he attends to our every need. He is the truth. And if we believe in the truth, the Bible declares that he shall make us free. The truth is the word of God. And as we look in the word of God, we can find a whole lot of things in the word of God to help us, to encourage us, to give us strength. Even in the word of God, we can find some comfort in knowing that things will get better than what they are. We are living in a very crucial time, and as we've heard and as Deacon Pittman stated, it is very important that we recognize and take this opportunity to go out to the polls and vote. And don't necessarily wait till the last minute. If you got an opportunity to do the early voting, go ahead and get your thing on out the way, just in case. You don't know what tomorrow may bring. So we need to put our bid in while we got an opportunity. It may seem like everywhere you go, everybody's talking about the election. Everybody's talking about this, that, or the other, but we are talking about our welfare. We are talking about how we are going to survive in these last and evil days. And we do know, being children of the Most High God, that even in the midst of all of this confusion and trouble, God is still going to stand victorious. He's going to be God all by himself, and he's still going to have cattle upon a thousand hills. He's still going to be the bread of life. He's still going to be that water when we get thirsty. So don't forget, as a believer, that you already got something that you can bank on. You got something that you can depend on, but God wants us to take advantage of the mindset that he gave us, and we got to use our mind to do the right thing. And the right thing is to get up off of our lazy selves and to get out to the polls and do what we need to do. Stop sitting around talking about what they done and what they gonna do, and get up and do what you can do. If you can't do nothing else, you can go cast your vote. If you can't do nothing else, you can go down on bended knees and pray to the power of a mighty God that God will bring us through all of this mess. Anybody in here know that God gonna bring you through? Anybody not afraid, not ashamed to tell somebody that I am a child of Almighty God? You got to know, when you stand up for what's right, you're going to stand in the midst of opposition, and sometimes you're going to be persecuted, but you got to be willing to say what thus said the Lord our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God for all of his goodness. I thank him for everything that he's done from yesterday to right now. I thank him for right now, and I thank him for after a while if I see it. And if I don't see it, it'll still be all right, because I'll just be resting and waiting. And then one day everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah, Jesus. This morning, we would like to deal with a subject that we can all relate to, and it affects all of us in all of our lives in one way or another, and that is money. In a time when so many people are struggling because of a jacked up economy, where the rich still get richer, and all of us poor folk are still trying to keep our head above water. Money is one of those things that you either have it or you don't. Money is a thing that could either be a blessing and it can be a curse. Some folk don't know what to do with money. Sometimes money don't need to be in certain hands because we don't realize the importance of what money can do. Money is something that we find ourselves always trying to get. Anybody ever notice how you just can't seem to get enough money? And I wonder whoever come up with that thought, do you have any extra money? I tell you, I don't know where that term come from, extra money. Where do poor folk get extra money? You may have a couple of dollars laid off to the side, but you got it laid off to the side for a particular purpose. And you're holding on to it for that purpose, and you're hoping and praying that you don't have to mess with it yourself. But now here come one of your loved ones that needs you to have a little extra money. Now, the thing, Charles, in that extra money is that I got enough for me and a little extra so I can give you a little bit. Money, coins, or paper that is legally declared to have a fixed value and is used for the exchange of goods and service, wealth, property, or assets, currency. Money is something that we all know about. Even our children know about money. You can find a toddler, and if you see that toddler, see you give somebody some money, they're going to hold their hand out and say, "Where my money?" We learned early that money does something. Money can move something. Money can change something. But I want to let you know this morning, money can't do everything. It's been said that money is the root of all evil, but the Bible declared that the love of money is the root of all evil. See, when we got to have it, but you don't necessarily have to love it. We can like it, but don't love it. We got any money lovers in the house? Oh, God, look upon my people this morning. Some of us got a lying spirit. Money. If you want to excite somebody, tell them you're going to give them some money. Especially out of nowhere. You want to lift up somebody's spirit, give them some money. But how many of you know that I don't care how much money you get, if your body is all wore out and torn down, money can't buy your health. Money can't get you up off the bed of affliction. Money can't buy you no real friend. If you got a friend that is holding on you because of a dollar, that is not your friend. I thank God for my friend that love me because I'm broke. And we can still get together and have a good time. We don't have to have a whole ham. Just give us a slice of ham. Money. It has been said that people would do anything for money. Every country in the world deals with money. We learned early what money can do. But one of the most important things that we need to know is that even though money is important to our livelihood, let us not overrate the power of money. Don't let money control your very being. If you don't have enough, that's all right. We grew up not having enough. So why all of a sudden now you just can't live without a dollar? You ain't had a dollar all your life. I'm going to take myself out. I'm not going to take myself out over nothing. No money, nobody. You got to be careful what come out your lips. Money. Money speaks power and authority. To some, we find that money causes us to be greedy. And then there are some that money is just what it is. We will lie, steal, cheat, scheme, gamble, hope, and pray. The one they have enough money. That got to stay in there. Money, you see. The problem comes when we fall in love with money. It's no joke that we all need money at some time in our life. But the Bible says that Paul wrote to Timothy, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows," meaning that because of the love of money, because of their evil intention, some people were covered after money and they would stray away from doing the things that God would have them to do in order to acquire more money. And we got to understand that God wants us to do things decent and in order. As believers, we got to trust and have faith in a God that we know that if we need whatever we need, God is going to supply that need. Now, some of our needs we got to get by the course of using money. And then there are times when you may not have money, but God has a way of supplying what you need. That there are a whole lot of folk that money don't cross their hand, but they eat every day and they find them somewhere to lay their head. There are a whole lot of folk that never hardly ever go to the department store to buy anything to put on their back, but they got clothes on their back. So the money came from somewhere, but we got to understand that when we start putting all of our thoughts and all of our hope in a dollar and we concentrate over and over how we can accumulate wealth, it causes us to end our mindset, because we get so caught up into what we are trying to get, we forget who we are. And we forget what our real purpose is. We forget where our resources come from. We got to understand that if we say, God, it will take care of all of my needs, then that falls in the category of anything that I need. When I don't have what I need, all I got to do is trust and wait on the power of God. The mindset is that if I get enough money, I can get what I want or I can do what I want. But I come to tell you this morning that money can't do everything, and you need to stop overestimating the power of money. Now, estimate means to make judgment or calculations roughly or approximate value or the cost of something. So when you overestimate, you misread the value of what you got. That there's some folk that think that as long as I got a pocket full of money, anybody is at my disposal. But there's some folk can't be bought. You got to understand that when you start talking about overestimating the power of money, don't let money be your all in all. Don't let it be the only thing that ever crosses your mind. You got to understand that there comes a time that you got to know that money is just pretty much for getting material things. Now, those material things, some of the things we need and some of the things we don't need. And a lot of times, if you would just go back and calculate, just run a list down of the many different things and itemize the things that you spent your money on, a lot of the things that you spent your money for, you didn't actually really need. But in the midst of your spending, you didn't think about that right then, because you just saw what you saw. You wanted what you wanted. And because you had the money in your pocket, you went on and got what you got. But then after you got back home and sat down and realized, oh, I forgot I had. No, you didn't forget you had a bill. You saw what you wanted and you got what you got. That is the way our mindset operates. But you got to understand that God is watching everything that we do. Money can't be the most important factor in our lives. Then you got to understand that money just can't do everything that you want it to do. Got to understand that there comes a time that you just got to be a child of God and a believer. You got to know that God is standing right there by your side. Now, we are dealing in our text this morning about a man by the name of Simon. Last week, we dealt by a man by the name of Stephen. Now, Stephen had got killed because of the mere fact that he stood up and told the people the truth. Now, after telling the truth, when we get into this chapter, we find out that Stephen had a partner by the name of Philip. Now, Philip had the same power and authority that Stephen had. Philip continued to go out and preach and teach the gospel of God. The Bible says, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and he preached Christ unto them. The people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. So this lets us know that Philip was a man of God. Philip was down there in the midst of Samaria, and as he was in the midst of Samaria, he preached Jesus the Christ unto them. And as he preached the word of God, the Bible say unclean spirits cried out with a loud voice and came out of many that were possessed with them. Many that were taking pauses and many that were lame were healed. So in the midst of this great man of God preaching and teaching the word of God, people began to get healed. People began to get delivered. And then the Bible says to whom they gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying that this man is a great power of God. Now, this man was a great power of God because he did things in the power and under the unction of the Holy Ghost. But now there was one in the midst by the name of Simon. The Bible said there's a certain man called Simon, which before time, right there in the same city, he used sorcery and he bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that he was some kind of great one. Simon was one that said, I got some tricks up under my sleeve, and if you just watch me, I can show you the power that I got. And a whole lot of folks, you got to really know how to try the spirit by the spirit. You heard that a magician say that the hand is quicker than the eye? You got to know that there's a trick somewhere in the game. So Simon had some tricks up under his sleeve. Simon realized that I got some power because all of the people from the oldest to the youngest to the oldest, everybody knows something about me. I've been walking around in this land and I've been doing some things. But now I'm looking at this brother Philip over here, and the thing that Philip is doing, they got more power than what I'm doing. And I believe Philip is getting a little ahead of the game. And Philip done knocked me out of the ballpark because the little thing that I do, they're not paying me any attention anymore. You know how it is when you think that you got all the answers and everybody watching you, but then a new boy come to town. You hate to see the new meat on the block come to town and everybody now running over to the new meat on the block. Look at Simon. Simon realized that I don't like what's going on. He says here that this man has great power. To him, they had regard because for a long time, he had fooled them. But now when Philip came, and Philip began to preach and teach about the power of Jesus, the Bible said that both men and women were baptized. Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered beholding the miracles and the signs which were done. Now, look at Simon. Simon was not a believer at the time, but Simon was in the midst of the teaching and the preaching. Now, you might not be all saved and sanctified, but now if you keep on coming in the house, if you keep on sitting up under the word of God, some of this word is going to jump on you. Some of this word is going to convict you that when you get home, you're going to say in your own mind, I'm going to make some changes because the word of God done changed some things in my life. Simon said, now I want to do things a different way. I want to have some of that same thing that Philip got. In other words, in order if I want to be, if I can't beat him, I got to join him. So Philip said that what he said is, I'm going to join in with them. So Simon said, I go and I want to be baptized just like everybody else. Well, don't you know just because you're baptized, that don't mean that you're saved. Just because you're baptized, that don't mean you're on the Lord's side. Just because you got your mind made up, that don't mean that it's made up on Jesus. You got to get your mind made up on God and know that the Lord is right there by your side. But I see this man by the name of Simon realize that I want some of what they got. Where the Bible said that they heard, that the apostles heard, that the word of God had gotten down to Samaria. Don't you know that in Samaria, the Jews and the Samaritans didn't get along because they were half-breeds. They realized that they done mixed up and they done married any and everybody. So there were folk that just didn't like the Samaritans. The Jews had something against the Samaritans, and the Samaritans had something against the Jews. But in order for God to have one universal church, everybody got to come together, got to get rid of our petty indifferences, got to stop looking down our nose at one another, and we got to learn how to love ye one another. The Bible said that old Simon began to look at them. But the Bible said when they heard that the word of God had came, they realized they had been baptized in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but they didn't have power of the Holy Ghost. Don't you know it's all right to go down in the water? It's all right to have your name on the roll. But you ought to have a touch of the Holy Ghost power. When the Holy Ghost get a hold of you, something down on the inside make you realize that everything gonna be all right. I see Brother Simon now. as Peter and James came on down, the Bible said that he sent down and told them to come on down. Peter and John came down to see about them. When they got down there, they began to pray for them. They began to let them know, you don't have the Holy Ghost, but we came to make sure this morning that everything that you need, we're going to make sure you got it right now. For the Bible said that they laid hands on them. And as they laid hands on them, the power of the Holy Ghost is showered down from the heaven. And all of a sudden, the people began to feel the power. They began to speak in tongues. They began to shout and act all crazy. They began to act a fool for the Lord. And every now and again, some begin to look at them folk and say, I want some of what you got. Because if you can just lay hands on them and they act like that, I got some money in my pocket and I'm going to buy some of what you got. Oh, apostle, if you just give me some of what you got, I give you the money that I have in my hand. And then if I get this power, I too can lay hands on somebody and they will get the spirit of the Holy Ghost. But oh no, the Bible said that Peter looked down at him and said, your money perish with you. You take your money and put it back in your pocket. We don't need your money. Your money can't do nothing right here. You done overestimated the power of your money. Your money came by the gift of God, for the gift of God came free, and that God gave free. I want to let you know, you disgust me because you thought you could buy the Spirit of God with a little bit of money. There are some folk in the land today that think because they pay their tithes and their offering that they're going on to heaven anyhow. But I somebody let you know that you better have a clean heart. You better let God have his way, because I want to let you know that you've been overestimating your money. Your money ain't nothing. Ever heard folks say, my money done got funny? Well, your money is funny this morning. Because it came by religion. It came by salvation. It came by healing. It came by the love of God. It came by the gift of God. But you better hold on and hold out to the power of a mighty God. But I want to let you know this morning that if you trust the power of God, everything is going to be all right. Don't let nobody fool you. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. And everything that God gave us, I don't care how much money you got, you can't buy. It's yours just for the asking. If you want more power, ask God. If you want healing, ask God. You can't buy it. We think that we can buy everything. The price is not right because of the mere fact that there is no price when it comes to what you get from the power of God. Everything that we have, God allowed us an opportunity to get it. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. Don't be like Simon that want to get personal gain or want power so that he would be able to show his power. You see the difference in Simon and Philip. Philip did everything to the glory of God. Every healing, everything that he did, he didn't claim no fame for himself. But he said, to God be the glory. But on the other hand, Simon wanted to get some of that power so that he could get his power back. But his power was earthly power, carnal power. But when you turn it over to spirituality, the God that we serve, he would do just what needs to be done. Never overestimate the power of money. The love of money is the root of all evil. That love of money will cause you to disgrace yourself. But if you just like it and use it for what it's intended. Trust in the power of a mighty God. Everything will work itself out.